UN investigator, 11 million North Koreans are undernourished. By Edith M. Lederer for the Associated Press at the United Nations. Food insecurity in North Korea is at an alarming level, with nearly half the population, 11 million people, undernourished, the UN independent investigator on human rights in the country said Tuesday. Tomas Ojeda Quintana told the General Assembly's Human Rights Committee that 140,000 children are estimated to be suffering from undernutrition, including 30,000 who face an increased risk of death. Quintana said the government, which has primary responsibility for ensuring access to food, is violating its human rights obligations due to its failing economic and agricultural policies. In addition, he said, climate conditions, infertile land, natural disasters, and the negative impact of sanctions have contributed to further food insecurity. More broadly, Quintana said he's seen no improvement in North Korea's human rights situation during his 3 years as special rapporteur. The country's economic resources are being diverted away from the essential needs of the people, he said. Pervasive discrimination in the public distribution system means that ordinary citizens, especially farmers and people in rural areas, have not been receiving any rations. Quintana said collective farming and the failure to allow farmers to benefit from individual plots of land is further exacerbating food insecurity. At the same time, the government has failed to put in place conditions where people can securely engage in trade and exchange in marketplaces without facing criminalization, extortion, and other forms of abuse, he said. Nonetheless, he added, the vast majority of North Koreans are now engaged in such market activity for their survival. Ironically, he said, the government's failure to regulate nascent market activity is creating increasing inequality based on wealth, where only those with money have access to basic rights such as education, health care, freedom of movement, and adequate housing. Quintana said severe restrictions on basic freedoms continue to be widespread, including surveillance and close monitoring of civilians. North Korean people continue to live in the entrenched fear of being sent to a political prison camp called a Kwanliso, he said. If you are considered to be a spy of the hostile countries or a traitor, when in reality you're simply exercising your basic human rights, you can be suddenly taken by agents of the Ministry of State Security to a Kwanliso and never be seen again, Quintana said. Suspects' families are never informed of the decisions or of the whereabouts of their relatives. On the issue of North Koreans who fled to China, Quintana said in the past 6 months he's received information from family members living in South Korea of an increasing number of these escapees being detained in China. He said any North Korean who escapes should not be forcibly returned because there are substantial grounds they would be tortured or subjected to other human rights violations. I appreciate the government of China's increased engagement with me on this concern, and I hope this will lead to greater compliance with international standards, he said. Quintana said North Korea has accepted 132 recommendations from other UN member states, including one to, quote, grant immediate, free, and unimpeded access to international humanitarian organizations to provide assistance to the most vulnerable groups, including prisoners. He said this could lead to the first international access to places of detention and could therefore be an opportunity to improve prison conditions.